Welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating groups in the periodic table, Group 7, the halogens. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, or OCR, this topic comes up every single year, so let's make sure you absolutely nail it. Grab a pen, because there's a lot of exam gold coming your way. Let's start with the basics. Group 7 sits on the right-hand side of the periodic table, just before the noble gases. The halogens are non-metals, and they all exist as diatomic molecules, meaning they go around in pairs. So it's always F2, Cl2, Br2, and I2. Never forget that subscript 2. Examiners will penalize you if you write just Cl instead of Cl2. Now, the four main halogens you need to know are fluorine, chlorine, bromine, and iodine. And the first thing examiners love to test is their physical states and colors at room temperature. So let's go through them. Fluorine is a pale yellow gas. Chlorine is a yellow-green gas. Think of that distinctive swimming pool smell. Bromine is an orange-brown liquid. It's one of only two elements that is a liquid at room temperature, the other being mercury. And iodine is a dark gray or purple-black solid. These colors and states come up constantly in multiple choice and short answer questions. So you need to know them cold. Now here's the key trend. As you go down group 7, the melting points and boiling points increase. Fluorine has the lowest boiling point, iodine has the highest. This is because as the molecules get larger, the intermolecular forces, specifically the London dispersion forces, get stronger. More electrons mean stronger temporary dipoles, which means more energy is needed to separate the molecules. Higher tier students, you need to be able to explain this using the idea of induced dipoles. Moving on to reactivity. This is where group 7 gets really interesting, and where many candidates lose marks. Reactivity in group 7 decreases as you go down the group. This is the opposite of group 1, where reactivity increases down the group. Don't mix them up. That's one of the most common errors in the exam. Why does reactivity decrease? Think about what halogens are trying to do. They want to gain one electron to achieve a full outer shell. That's what makes them so reactive. Fluorine only has two electron shells, so its outer shell is very close to the nucleus. The nuclear attraction is strong, and it can pull in that extra electron very easily. Chlorine has three shells, bromine has four, and iodine has five. The more shells there are, the further the outer shell is from the nucleus, and the weaker the attraction for an incoming electron. This is called the shielding effect. Inner electron shells shield the outer shell from the full pull of the nucleus. So iodine, with five shells, is much less reactive than fluorine with just two. For the exam, when you're asked to explain reactivity, you must mention the number of electron shells, the distance of the outer shell from the nucleus, the nuclear attraction or the ability to attract an electron, and the shielding effect. That's typically a 4-mark answer right there.